9 Coronavirus Deaths Confirmed in U.S. by Joshua Kaplan on March 3, 2020. Public health officials in Washington announced an additional 3 coronavirus deaths on Wednesday, bringing the death toll to 9 in the United States. Officials also said they have confirmed 7 more cases in the state, increasing the total number to 21. "This is a very fluid, fast-moving situation as we aggressively respond to this outbreak," said Dr. Jeff Duchin, who serves as a health officer for Seattle and King County. The news follows New York State announcing a second person has been infected with a deadly illness that originated from Wuhan, China. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., said at a press briefing that the second case is a male patient in his 50s from Westchester County. Further, Georgia confirmed that it has discovered 2 cases of the virus in recent days. "I want to reassure you that they're at home, in home isolation with other household members, with minimal symptoms, so they're not hospitalized," said Dr. Kathleen Toomey, head of the Georgia Department of Health, told reporters Monday. "Georgians should remain calm," Governor Brian Kemp, R., stated. "We were ready for today. We're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best," added Kemp. "This is not something we're just now thinking about." President Donald Trump on Tuesday said his administration's working with Congress on legislation to speed up aid to communities affected by the coronavirus. Speaking at the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in Washington, D.C., he said he's also working closely with local jurisdictions to fight COVID-19. "It has sickened more than 100 people in the United States and killed 9, all in Washington." Globally, more than 90,000 cases of the virus have been confirmed and more than 3,100 have died. 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, you never heard of this. All of a sudden it's got the world aflutter," Trump said. "Things happen that you never would even think would happen." He said health officials are working on therapeutic treatments for COVID-19. Doctors currently can only treat the symptoms of the disease. The president also said lawmakers are working to send aid to affected communities. "We are working with Congress very closely to pass supplemental legislation that ensures state and county health departments get everything they need," he said. "I asked for $2.5 billion, and it looks like they're going to give us $8.5 billion. I don't think that's ever happened to me before." The UPI contributed to this report.